This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Or jump in the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We started out with some shockingly, well, maybe not so shockingly, but just outrageously economically ignorant statements from Donald Trump, who seems to believe that if the United States government closed down the borders to all products, that that would somehow make things better in the United States with this fallacy of the trade deficit, which, again, if you want to hear all that discussion, go grab the archives later tonight at freetalklive.com. You've got some other bad news when it comes to something that Trump might be promoting. Chris, go ahead with that.
Yeah, so Trump is going to bring the GDPR to America.
The GDPR. I presume this will tell you what that means.
It will. So okay. The General Data Protection Regulation.
This is from where? Sorry.
So the story is from Washington Post.
Got it. Okay.
And the GDPR is basically a law that was passed in Europe that does all sorts of bad stuff, and they claim it's for privacy. It's bad for business. It's bad for small businesses in particular. And this is basically going to do the same or similar as it's attempting to do. So the story is from the Washington Post, and the title is "The Trump Administration is Talking to Facebook and Google About Potential Rules for Online Privacy."
Who better to ask than the two biggest corporations around the internet, Facebook and Google?
I mean, well, that's generally how regulations start,
exactly.
Right? Is like whoever the biggest businesses are,
they write the rules.
You guys are successful in this thing. Can you help us make rules that wind up prohibiting everybody else from competing with you?
Basically, yeah. It works that way across various different industries, from healthcare to tobacco to you name it.
Facebook and Google are basically going to get some law passed here, and it's going to be in their favor. It's probably going to be burdensome, but they have the cash, whereas their competitors don't, and it's not really going to prevent them from doing anything that they are, that they don't really want to do in the first place. So
sure.
Yeah.
They'll have whatever loopholes they need.
Yep. They'll have the loopholes, and the little guys going to have all these complexities that they can't afford to jump through. So
right, because all these companies just jumped through a bunch of these hoops in Europe when this GDPR thing came into play over there. And everybody knows what this is. If you are on the internet and you've been on some websites before, you found out about GDPR.
I'm still getting emails from companies that are outside of
Thankfully,
Europe.
Thankfully, I've stopped getting emails. But a few weeks there, every day it seemed like there were emails coming in from
all
the companies.
We've updated our terms of service.
Right.
We've updated our privacy. We've updated this. And I love some of the memes.
It was every company ever, though.
I
was seeing emails from websites I hadn't been on in years.
I'm getting emails from companies that don't even operate in Europe.
Yeah.
It's
and that's
insane.
The thing. A bunch of companies jumped through the hoops, and so Facebook and Google were certainly two of those companies who jumped through those hoops.
Right.
So for them, they're going to recommend likely similar regulations.
It's going to be in their interest
at this
point. Right, because they're already – right, exactly. They've already got the systems to comply.
Some of the memes. There was the one – you've seen the meme where it's just the row of urinals and somebody standing at one all the way at the end, and somebody walks all the way over and stands right next to him. There was that. And then he leans over, "I've updated my privacy policy."
Good stuff. All right, continue.
So the Trump administration is crafting a proposal to protect web users' privacy, aiming to blunt global criticism that the absence of strict federal rules in the United States has enabled data mishaps at Facebook and others in Silicon Valley. Over the past month, the Commerce Department has been huddling with representatives of tech giants such as Facebook and Google, internet providers including AT&T and Comcast.
See, because that's how it's always been, right, on the internet.
Of course, the biggest violators of, your privacy.
So, but I mean, it's always that way where, you know, on as far as these companies getting together with government, working together, it's going to make things better, right? If you have the government set the rules, if we have a standard set of rules that everybody should follow, I mean, that's how the all of these wonderful developments came about first, right? All the internet things, they had to go to the government first to ask permission before they created email and created the web.
We're reducing competition so the privacy-friendly options don't even exist. Like, that's all this is doing.
And what I'm saying is false. Nobody had to ask the government's permission
before
they created the web.
Satoshi Nakamoto did not have to go to some bureaucrat to say, hey, I've got this idea
he did. He just ignored it, and so we have Bitcoin. But if it wasn't for that, it wasn't for the fact he ignored it.
What did he go? He went to a bureaucrat?
Well, no, the law. I mean, look what happened with Liberty, the Liberty dollar, right? I mean,
okay, but you're talking about Satoshi Nakamoto.
Right,
you're not saying that's Bernard von Nothaus, are you?
No, what I'm saying is that if Sunoki.
Sunoki.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Right. If he had actually gone and.
Or
like,
she, we don't know who it is.
Right, if he or she had actually gone and asked permission, the government would have come in and said no, right?
Okay, right.
So, and those who ignored him, who did it in a non-anonymous fashion, Liberty Dollar, right, they got their hands, you know, they got into trouble, right?
So Liberty Dollar's been around for decades before,
right.
Or at least a decade and a half.
But the point is, they arrested, they made arrests and whatever, and they seized assets. And
they
did,
yeah.
I mean, but it was equivalent. It was basically what they were trying to do is sort of the equivalent of Bitcoin, right? Except prior to digital... It was a non-government.
It was a non-government, but it was heavily centralized. Bitcoin is not.
Right,
cryptocurrencies are not.
The only similarity is that it is an alternative currency. That's the only thing that's similar about it.
I think that's kind of similar. Now, I understand that there are features of Bitcoin that give it an advantage, but ultimately, you know, that's more of a side effect than. Anything else.
Well, I mean, Bitcoin was designed to get around the problems of the Liberty Dollar, right?
Right, exactly. So
by being decentralized, so it's fundamentally at a its core level completely different than the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can agree on that.
The only thing that's the same is they're in the same category of this isn't government money. That's really the only thing that you can say that's
right. And my point was there's not a regulation that says if you want to use internet money, you have to go get permission before you release some code.
Well, they would. Yeah. I mean, they'd like you to ask their permission before you do anything.
I think they kind of do. I mean, they've arrested people who are using Bitcoin and they might not be able to arrest them for using Bitcoin, but they've used things around it. Right. So
they want very much to control as much as they possibly can.
Yeah.
The good news is about the internet is it moves so fast. Government is so slow and plodding and stupid and ignorant and expensive that it can't really keep up with internet developments.
Right.
So by the time they figure out some way to regulate or tax, the internet's probably already going to be working around it, thank goodness. And ultimately that's what Bitcoin is what it represents, is a complete end run around the old money system for people to actually have control over their money for the very first time ever. And it's really hard to express... I realize this is an aside, but it's really hard to express how important that is, how big of a paradigm shift. I mean, when you talk about a paradigm shift, that's a significant life event, right? Like when you shift your paradigm from believing in state regulation to believing in the marketplace and, you know, the idea of ending the state or something like that, that's a huge shift. Well, it's a similar shift to go from centralized banking, where some central bank prints out a bunch of money at the whims of politicians, into a money that is controlled by everybody, yet controlled by no one because it's completely copyable, so anybody can, you know, put their own crypto out. I mean, we are in this sort of amazing, the very beginnings of this amazing decentralized money world, and Bitcoin was just the first of so many different options, and it's interesting to watch it all.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how some people don't understand the importance of Bitcoin and the decentralization of the system. Like,
never confronted them before.
I know.
Money's something people take for granted.
I'm talking about like libertarians who don't get it. Like,
are there libertarians? I guess Ron Paul, he's not really like a crypto
guy. There are, and I'm amazed that those are the, like some of these people who, especially people who have left, don't understand. Like, they say things like, "Oh, well, all they care about now is Bitcoin or crypto or whatever." And it's like, yeah, but it's not this insignificant thing. It's like probably one of the most important things we can be doing.
You're literally
like,
kicking one of the legs
effect.
Out.
Right.
Right. You're kicking one of the legs out from underneath the state. If you move from the government's money,
right,
which they control, to a money they don't control and can't control, then you have done a significant amount of damage, especially if you can make that popular, especially if that can take off. And that's what we're seeing happen here in Keene. I've got an article up over at freekeene.com right now about several new businesses, including a dentist, an Indian restaurant, a hair salon, a vape shop, that are now taking crypto in real life here in Keene, New Hampshire. So it really can happen, because it is. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the Trump administration making some terrible decisions. You know, there have been a few things we could compliment them for, but this is just absolutely awful, his position about tariffs, supporting tariffs, and destroying, of course, the economy in the United States as a result of that. We spent the first hour there, but, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the GDPR. This is the 100-something rule regulation that they created over in Europe recently. It was earlier this year, I think, when that went into effect. And everybody got emails from every corporation ever saying how compliant they are with the new privacy regulations. And now you can also notice on more websites, I'm seeing these cookies notices come up. I suspect that has something to do with the GDPR.
Yeah, that actually existed prior to the GDPR.
I see it more
so
now.
Any connection to any connection at all to Europe, yeah. The Europe says, oh, you're now in our jurisdiction, when right. it's utterly ridiculous.
Well,
when they're not.
And most sites are just going to comply for their global audience. So they'll just subject everybody to whatever the new rules are in this particular jurisdiction. So now the proposal from the Trump administration, apparently, according to the Washington Post, is to bring this privacy so-called protecting regulation, which is really just hoops for people to jump through, hoops for business people, small business people, to jump through that, of course, are much easier for megacorporations.
They're pulling the wool over our eyes is what they're doing.
And so the story here will continue, but also I want to make sure that you know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency, and we love cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live, but there are a lot of choices in the market of cryptocurrencies. As I was saying before, anybody can start one. So why should you care about Zencash? Well, it was started by voluntarists, people who believe in liberty, people who have the same philosophy as we do here on Free Talk Live. So if that's valuable to you, that's one reason to look. There's also the technology behind it, which includes zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you're into privacy, you really need to know about Zencash. They now have over more than 13,000 secure nodes, which, according to what you compared the other night, Daryl, that actually the exact number, 13,700 or 800 or whatever it is higher than the number of full nodes in the Ethereum blockchain system. And Ethereum's currently the number two cryptocurrency on the planet by market cap. So Zencash has more nodes in its system than the number two crypto and the number one, because it's got way more than Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin's at like 10 or 11,000, and Zencash, again, over 13,000 nodes.
Almost 14.
So they've got the technology, they've got the philosophy.
And Ethereum just jumped. So they're
neck and neck.
Like neck and neck.
And they've got an official Zencash wallet available for Linux, Mac, and Windows, and Android devices. You can learn more and get started at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com as we continue here. Now, Chris, was there more to share here from the Washington Post
about
Trump wanting to bring the privacy, so-called privacy? I want to just keep calling it so-called, because, again, facade. If you believe the government is going to protect your privacy, hello, Ed Snowden, National Security Agency. I mean, these people aren't about your privacy. They're about getting involved in your life and knowing everything about
you. If the government wanted to protect your privacy, they would take down all the cameras and the toll booths, because what do you think those cameras are doing? They're tracking every move you make.
Exactly.
And they're the biggest threat. The government is the biggest real threat to our privacy. The government's goal is to release an initial set of ideas this fall that outlines web users' rights, including general principles for how companies should collect and handle consumers' private information, the people said. The people said, what? All right, the forthcoming
spokespeople, I would guess, for Trump would be my
guess. But the forthcoming blueprint could then become the basis for Congress to write the country's first wide-ranging online privacy law, an idea the White House has recently said it could endorse.
Who are they trying to fool? Congress is not going to write anything.
Of course not.
Congress might vote on something, but most going to happen, whatever they vote on is going to say, as directed by the Secretary of fill-in-the-blank organization. So, or they might even just create a new bureaucracy to handle all of this, and Congress isn't going to know exactly what they're passing.
You're gonna like laugh at this one. Next thing I'm gonna read: advocates for stronger privacy protection say The odds are in their favor, especially because California implemented privacy rules in June in the face of federal inaction. So, I have yet to see the ACLU or the EFF or any, like, privacy organization in favor of this. Now, maybe I'm just mistaken, but I haven't read anything along those lines anywhere in any of the GDPR.
You're saying ACLU, EFF has not been in favor of GDPR.
I haven't seen anybody quoting organizations that are privacy-oriented organizations.
Look, I like a lot of what the New Hampshire ACLU does. I've seen some stories. Did you guys get to that story that Chris Reitman had last night about the ACLU?
We did not.
So there's been some disturbing headlines that I haven't taken enough time to look into for the national level on the ACLU.
But
I can tell you that. Yeah. But
I know what you're talking about.
So they did send a ACLU newsletter here, like a sort of a quarterly magazine that they put out. And, you know, I've supported the ACLU in New Hampshire, so I guess I got on the mailing list. And they appear to be supporting net neutrality. So it wouldn't be surprising if they also supported.
Neutrality is a complicated one.
Didn't EFF also support that as well?
Yeah, they do. Neutrality is a complicated one, though, because the whole reason we have a problem in the first place is because of what the government has done, the local governments have done over the past, what is it, since the 1980s with cable companies and basically giving them monopolies.
No doubt.
If that hadn't happened, we wouldn't have the problems that we have where we need net neutrality today.
One government created a problem, and then another government is saying, we have a solution to this problem.
Sure.
I think we do have a problem.
But it's gone now. Net neutrality's gone now, and what's the difference? Internet's still working.
You don't think that there's a problem that we don't have a free market for ISPs?
I think that's a problem, but
okay,
I don't
so
think
that
has
problem.
Nothing
you just don't
to
agree
do
with
net neutrality.
Yeah, I don't agree.
You don't like the way net neutrality
build government
is,
on top of government as a solution.
Yeah, it's a poor solution. I would agree.
It's not even a solution. It's not even. Look at the difference. What's
it's
the difference
response,
between today and
a
year
solution.
Ago? What's the difference between today and a year ago?
It's hard to
Have you had a different number at the end of the date that you?
Yeah,
put
I mean,
on
as far as your
things?
Experience on the internet is concerned. I see you watching your wrestling. Has your wrestling been worse? The streaming of the wrestling been worse, you know, this year than it was last year?
No, I don't like some of the booking decisions and the storylines, but that has nothing to do with the quality of streaming.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't buy the whole, you know, that net neutrality is going to fix anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what will happen in reality, but I do know that there has been issues in the past.
That's the claim.
There's definitely been real issues.
The throttling, mean?
No, I'm not even talking about throttling. I'm talking about Comcast interfering with people's connections. So, like, if you try to download a torrent, they would send I would say this is fraud and probably should be prosecuted for other reasons. But anyway, in other ways. But basically, they would send a message to a party pretending to be you to say, we're going to disconnect. And so the other party then disconnects from you. So you're not actually able to download, you know, content.
So you're saying Comcast has blocked torrents?
Sort of, but it's a fraud. I mean, they're committing a fraud because they're pretending to be you in the process.
Okay. I'm not intimately familiar with that particular situation. I know that certainly if you're downloading something that might not be legal over a torrent, some of these ISPs will act on DMCA requests. But again, that's government that's creating that problem.
Working up here,
it's Free Talk Live.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
The UN command said today that 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea would be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. A U.S. military plane flew to pick up the remains, and Congressman Lee Zeldin talks about our communications with the North Koreans.
It's certainly an important sign of progress. You're seeing a commitment being fulfilled. It's important to note that North Korea was making concessions before the talks even took place. Mm-hmm. They stopped their provocative missile testing and development.
CBS CEO Les Moonves is accused of unwanted kissing and touching in an article that was published today in The New Yorker. CBS stocks fell on the news, and also CBS has said they're going to be investigating these allegations. And President Donald Trump denied knowing Friday that he knew in advance about a meeting at Trump Tower between a Russian lawyer and Donald Trump Jr. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio. Our number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the proposal that the government set some sort of standards for so-called privacy protection in the United States, sort of like the EU government did with their so-called GDPR, which went into effect earlier this year to much hullabaloo and all manner of email clogging with notices from various different corporations talking about how obedient they are to the government and proudly boasting their compliance. We'll tell you more about what may be planned here, or that what they're cooking up, perhaps, here in moments. Also want to make sure you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedom's with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So, Chris, you're sharing with us a story from the Washington Post, which says that the Trump administration has been meeting with Facebook and Google to ask them, what should we do here? What do we need to do to make all these companies do the exact same thing and have the exact same policies across the board? Isn't there value in that, Chris? Shouldn't we aspire to have a standard for privacy?
I think the solutions are technical, not legal. And it's up to us to make decisions about, you know, which companies we want to use. I don't use Facebook. You know, I minimize my use of Google.
Yeah, but people don't know what they're doing. They need the government to protect them. They need the government to make sure that companies are treating their data fairly. You don't know what this or that company is doing with your data. Shouldn't the government be in there to make sure that they're doing the right thing?
If I don't want my data, a SERP, I won't give it. You know, I won't provide it. It's, you know, there's...
yeah, but you got to provide some data in order to live, right? Like, if you're going to order something on the internet, you're going to give them your address.
Most of the data that I get upset about is relation to government making me give it. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. When I bought a house, government demands, they demand my name and address, then they publish in a database. When I started a business and I filed paperwork, what do? The same thing. They publish my personal address in a database, and you can look up online. And
sure.
I want some privacy. I have a mailing address. Can you publish that?
Well,
no,
you could have bought the house with a corporation.
Yeah,
and then...
The government is literally making you jump through hoops to gain even the little tiniest bit of privacy, and sure. then they're doing stuff like this that isn't giving me any kind of real privacy.
And if you try to maintain your privacy, then that's suspicious,
crime.
You on another list.
Yeah, it's utterly ridiculous.
So okay, but you're going to have to give up some information in order to... I know what you're saying. If you don't want Facebook to know what you're doing, you don't upload your pictures to Facebook, right? Yeah. Like, I get that. But, you know, taking this from the, you know, the status perspective of we need the government to provide these things, you got to have to give up information to companies. So shouldn't they have a set of standards that they follow?
No, I don't. And here's... Think of it this way. Listen, you're going on the internet. The internet is not a thing that can be regulated. Even if the companies in the United States and Europe comply, there are 200 some other countries. Mm-hmm. All right, well, maybe a little bit less because Europe and the United States, obviously.
Yeah, but how many people are buying from Alibaba?
Oh my God! So this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, there are lots of other countries. There's no way that a business is going to be able to comply with every other country, especially smaller businesses. All you're doing is giving yourself an illusion of privacy if you think that passing a law in the United States is going to magically protect your data. Even if it protects your data on some websites, any other website that you visit that's going overseas, they're not going to comply with those laws. They don't have to. They're not within your jurisdiction.
So a good American, as we talked about earlier, shut down the borders, shut down trade, shut down the internet. Make it so if you go outside of the United States on the internet, you're at risk. You're going to lose your privacy, which is why you should only shop with American companies that are regulated.
But you're actually hindering businesses here from a competition perspective. You're raising the cost of operating
in the United States. Not if we force everybody to buy things in the United States. That won't hinder them.
Here's something that's kind of funny. You guys have heard about Facebook.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, no, I think that's obvious. I hope the listeners can tell.
To people who do, it's not obvious.
You guys have heard about Facebook's attempts to prevent Russian hackers from buying political ads on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so they've instituted these things to where if you want to buy political ads, you've got to upload a photo and jump through a bunch of hoops and hurdles. We have a candidate, a libertarian candidate here in New Hampshire. I'm not going to say what office he's running for because that might give it away. But he said that he wanted to buy some Facebook ads, but, quote, because of his activity in 2016, Facebook is suspicious that he might be a Russian hacker. Even though he provided them his information, they said, we're going to have somebody take a look at this and we'll get back to you.
All right. So he doesn't know what it was that he did in 2016. It's just
he
Facebook
bought some ads in 2016.
But Facebook said to him, you did something in 2016.
And Facebook is saying, well, because you bought some ads in 2016, and you're wanting to buy some ads now, we think you might be a Russian hacker.
So let me explain something to people. The system that Facebook has put in place to prevent Russian hackers from, like, doing ads with Facebook doesn't work for any party that's willing to act maliciously in order to get ads onto Facebook.
Right.
Creating identities... You can do a Google search and basically come up with people's identities, social security numbers, pictures, date of birth, all the information that Facebook is going to require any hacker is going to be able to pull up really, really easily.
Yes.
It's not going to stop a malicious party. Yeah. period.
Yeah.
But it will get in the way of average people, which is what this GDPR thing is going to do. It's going to get in the way of the mom-and-pop businesses, of the smaller businesses who don't have armies of attorneys and or have not already jumped through these ridiculous hoops.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically giving government the ability to squash the smaller businesses out that can't afford to, you know, comply. And it's, I mean, we already know that small businesses are not going to be complying with this, all right?
I'm not going to comply with it, I mean.
Dude, smaller businesses don't have the money to hire lawyers in multiple countries in order to comply. It just isn't going to happen. What's going to happen, the only thing that's going to happen is the smaller businesses, as long as they, you know, toke the government, whatever the government wants them to do line, you know, as long as they're basically toning the line, they'll probably continue to be able to operate. But as soon as the business owner steps out of line and says something politically unpopular for the candidates and the people in power, they're going to get squashed out because that's what the government does.
Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to keep going just a little bit. If you guys remain silent for a few minutes,
we can't do that. I mean, it's a talk
I know it's
show,
so hard. I know it's so hard, guys, but just, yeah, all right. So, let's see. So part of this is because the California implemented privacy rules in June in the face of federal inaction, is the way they phrase it.
So California did their own GDPR?
Yeah, exactly. So the rest of the other states
of
might follow California's lead, has prompted some reluctant tech and telecom firms to cooperate with federal regulators. In the United
States, because California did it, that's proof that the tech companies want it, right? Valley was against it, they would have stopped it.
In the United States, there's no single federal law that controls how companies such as Facebook, Google, and Twitter collect and monetize web data. The absence of a national standard has become more of a glaring in recent months over the governments, including the European Union, have adopted tough new rules targeting tech companies. Privacy hawks have told the Commerce Department that they should turn to Europe for inspiration. And maybe the EU...
Because that's always where you get good ideas.
Right.
It's from the European government.
And maybe the EU began mandating that tech companies obtain users' permissions before collecting their data while granting consumers new rights to download or delete their information. And violators could face hefty fines. Major companies...
So you're against rights. You're against the internet.
No!
You're against rights. The right to be able to delete your own information from these services. Shouldn't you have that right? You gave them the info. Shouldn't you be able to withdraw it?
Actually, no. Some of the stuff, so a Google search, you're not sending information to Google saying, hey, Google, please put this in your search results. Google just scours the web for things, but this right to be forgotten, you get to send an email to Google, hey, Google, please remove search results for me.
Yeah, that's a really scary idea. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, no, duh. But that's exactly and that's not even this GDPR thing. It's a totally different
thing. That's different, yeah. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Visit BlinkProtect.com, BlinkProtect.com, all one word, BlinkProtect.com, or go to Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Coming up, the latest on the Petro. What's that? Well, it's the really ridiculous attempt at a cryptocurrency that the government of Venezuela has attempted, and I'm not even sure what the status of it is, because it's been a long time since we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live. But Daryl, you've got an update on it. We'll get into that a little bit later. We're still talking about the Trump privacy so-called protecting provisions that they might be cramming down all U.S. companies' throats at a later date. They're investigating, they're looking into, they're talking to Google, they're talking to Facebook, and trying to get some idea of what to do, which, of course, they should do nothing if, indeed, you know, this was a free country, which it isn't, so you can expect they're going to come up, cook up something. And they're saying, look to the European Union. Do what they did. Copy the GDPR. After all, many companies have already complied with that, so for them, if a similar package is passed in the United States, it won't be any skin off their backs because they've already jumped through the hoops. It'll be all those U.S.-based companies that Trump supposedly wants to protect that he will be flushing down the toilet with this particular provisions, which, again, we don't know exactly what it'll be, but they are. You were just saying from the Washington Post that they are looking to the European Union.
Yeah.
For inspiration here. And by the way, I want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com, where we have a lot of features, including a forum, a web forum in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. So, for instance, we talk about our Discord fairly often, but actually two of the three hosts tonight don't actually go on Discord.
Correct.
Daryl, I think you have an account, but you don't really use it. And
correct.
Chris, you wouldn't even ever create an account on Discord.
I wouldn't create an account.
Because it's a closed source system and it's run by some corporation.
Yeah.
Whereas the forum that we have, the Shire Society forum, which has a Free Talk Live sub forum, all three of us have accounts on there. And that is an open source forum software. And it's run on an independent server, so you're okay with being
I'm much more of a fan of that than I am of, yeah.
And it's nice. It's a very nice piece of forum software. It's very modern, very snappy. We were talking about how evil Facebook is. Well, this is a way for people to communicate within the Free Talk Live listener community and some of the co-hosts as well. I think Melanie's got a forum account. Johnson, I think, is there as well. I believe Mark also has a forum account.
Yeah, I'm definitely there.
A lot of us are there.
Yeah, there's a probably 90%, if not more.
Most of the hosts.
Yeah, most of the hosts.
Forum.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. And it's free to get in there and interact with others who are into Free Talk Live. So once again, forum.freetalklive.com. As we continue, there was more from this story in the post that you wanted to share. So go ahead. If you can find your place.
Yeah, here we are. Privacy hawks have told the Commerce Department that they should turn to Europe for inspiration. In May, the EU began mandating that tech companies obtain users' permission before collecting their data, while granting customers new rights. You know, it's funny because every time you visit a website, there's a little bit of information logged about you. So, like,
the cookie?
Not even the cookie. Nope. Like, just visiting the website, there's a log of you, like, your IP address.
Oh,
usually.
Right, and, like, your operating system,
like,
right?
The default, right, exactly. So, like, the whole idea, like, how are they supposed to get permission before? And a lot of this is useful for, like, debugging systems. Like, the whole idea is just ridiculous.
Meaning if you are a web designer and you can look and see who was using the site, it's useful information to know, like, is Internet Explorer or Mozilla Firefox or Chrome, are these being used on the site? That's useful info.
Yep, exactly. Major companies such as Facebook and Google have since then adapted some of their practices even beyond the borders of the, and this is what we were talking about earlier, to comply with the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. The reality is that there are a number of obligations under the GDPR that U.S. companies are already meeting, not us.
Can you slow it down just a little bit? I'm sorry.
Yeah, U.S. companies are already meeting. All right. So they're saying basically just that the U.S. companies are already complying with GDPR, so this should be easy to do. Reality is most small companies are not going to be complying with the GDPR. It's the only reason you guys haven't received more emails is because most small companies are not complying with the GDPR, even though Europe says they have to, basically.
Because what is Europe going to do about it? Are they going to sue you?
They're gonna have a judgment, I think a lot of it's fear, because the reality is they can get a judgment in Europe, but if you have no assets there, it's gonna be hard to enforce.
One of the fears, and we discussed this previously, one of the fears is if someone from Europe, we actually had a European guy show up to the Bitcoin meetup today.
He's lived here for a while, but yes, originally.
European. He's a European citizen.
He's got a heavy Scottish accent.
If he used his credit card at the place that we had the meetup, then they technically have some information, identifiable information, about a European citizen that got transmitted over some kind of phone line or something to process the credit card. So therefore, GDPR applies and says that they've got to jump through all of these hoops and hurdles, allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is just the ridiculousness of this system.
Yeah, I'm going to wind up saying, at least on the bright side in the U.S., a lot of the onerous regulations, there's exemptions for really small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that the regulations are any good or that I support the existence of the regulations, but at least there's,
sometimes,
for a lot of them,
sometimes,
exemption. So
you're thinking they might exempt some smaller businesses from GDPR or from the U.S. incursion?
Probably. Yeah, you know, like even the, and we talked about this a while back.
There are talking about some exemptions, but not necessarily for small businesses.
But remember we talked a while back about that Supreme Court case out of South Dakota, the Wayfair case, where the South Dakota exemption for smaller businesses. It's still a horrible policy. The Supreme Court decision is still a horrible decision.
The problem is, though, that was really super small businesses, not necessarily small businesses as, you know, we might understand it to mean, right? Like we're talking about, like, people who are, like,
how many employees
selling on eBay and maybe doing it part-time, but a larger full-time business might actually...
Right. Didn't they get triggered if they sold, like, 200 items or something like that?
Into North Dakota or South, whichever Dakota
but
it was.
But still not that many, especially if you're selling, like, small items.
Do you do 200 shipments a year into one of the Dakotas?
I'm not entirely sure. But the thing is, we don't sell items that... So if we were selling smaller items that were, like, like to 90% of the country or whatever, a large percentage, then we probably would. Yeah, but we don't. We're more specialized business, so we don't sell as large. We don't sell as much in terms of quantity as somebody who's selling a more general purpose product.
Right, and so, there was also a dollar amount of either, I think it was $100,000 or 200 individual purchases.
Yeah, I mean, we might
fall into that one particular.
We might fall
Dakota.
Into the dollar amount, but not the unit amount. As an example, I mean, we sell. It kind of depends. Like, in some years, if we have a certain business that we're shipping to that might not be in that state, then we would have to, there are certain circumstances we might end up falling into that. And we're not, we're less than 10 employees. I mean, right. We're not a huge business. This is stuff that would concern me. Meanwhile, U.S. businesses are pushing the Trump administration to articulate a vision for privacy that's less aggressive than that of Europe. Participants in the talk say, In a sign, the government shares some of those views. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross previously called the GDPR an impediment to international commerce. I totally agree with that. There's a clear target of the chamber's proposal. California.
And that was Trump's guy who said that,
yeah,
right?
I think so. Last month, policymakers in the Golden State passed an expensive law that would allow consumers
expansive
to...
or expensive? Because probably both,
no, I'm sorry, it's expensive, not expensive.
Uh-huh. Probably is both.
Yeah, both words would make sense there. That would allow consumers to learn what is collected about them and opt out of having their data sold to third parties, including advertisers. Privacy advocates cheered the law, not me, which...
Not you.
Effect, yeah, in 2020, and not any other privacy-oriented organization that I'm aware of
either.
But
what's wrong with being able to opt out of having your information sold?
There's nothing wrong with being able to opt out of it. It's just that it should be on the business to do that, to give users that option.
You're saying it should be something that's provided due to market forces because people
exactly.
want it, because that's what people purportedly want, and that the businesses should just go ahead and do that on their own volition.
Right, and I think that if there are going to be terms of service for all of these different websites, instead of just you click one box and say you agree to all of it, there should be a bunch of different boxes of, I agree to this portion. No, I don't want you to give my privacy away, so I'm not going to click this box.
Mm.
That the way contracts are supposed to work is you get to negotiate, not just somebody.
It's not a real contract.
That would be interesting.
It's
parties.
Not a real contract, but they do have the force of law that they'll get held up in courts.
Daryl, you know what's going to happen, though, if they were to do something like that, a company, if they passed a law that said that business had to do such stuff like that, the businesses would just say, if you don't check every single box, then we won't do business with you.
Yeah. There's more on the way here.
There are consequences to these laws.
Oh, I wasn't trying to say there should be a law. I'm saying that's how they should just operate on their own.
That might be nice, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow that even without any kind of government.
I can only imagine how difficult that would be to implement, too.
Yeah, it's legal. It's just legal CYA. You have to agree to all of it in order to use their service. There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.